Welcome to the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net controller tonight is WG4MC. My name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenville County. In the instant function of amateur radio, this net is called now at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater, and is also via Echo 545072 in the event of emergency. This net may be activated. Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border. The repeater is an elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed operate on their frequency are invited to check in. Before we start our check-ins, we'll ask, is there any formal emergency traffic? Please call WG4MC or net control. Okay, we will now begin the roll call. I want to remind everyone, this is a direct net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please check in your proper alphabetical group. When you check in, please give your call sign. Financially, as always, appreciated. Name, location, instrument on the net for the ratio portion. Before we begin our over-the-air check-ins, let's start with our friends on Echolink. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Please call WG4MC.
WG4MC. This is Whiskey November 4 Victor, WN4VH. John here in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County, hometown Hickory, North Carolina. I am negative and negative, and good evening, WN4V.
Good evening, Matt. Please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Oscar, Tango, Alpha, KM4OTA. My name's Ken. I'm in Seneca, and please check, I mean, negative, negative, please check me in and out tonight.
Nice.
WG4MC, please check in. KC8, PJM, Kilo, Charlie 8, Papa, Juliet, Mike, Fletcher, in Jordan, Utah. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and all on the net.
WG4MC, this is Kilo, Mike 4, Oscar, Tango, Alpha. Did you copy my check-in?
WG4MC, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Gentlemen. DeMott, Indiana.
Negative, negative, just listen.
WG4MC with the Blue Ridge Team Internet, like to welcome WN4V, that's John, Braden, Florida, Manatee County. Manatee County, appreciate you stopping by, John. You have a wonderful evening. Then we have KM4OTA, that's Ken, checking in from Seneca. Appreciate you stopping by, Ken. Then we have KC8PJM, that's Fletcher, in Georgia, Utah. Appreciate you stopping by, Fletcher. Have a wonderful evening. Then we have KW4TS, that's Jim. I believe you say you are in Indiana. Appreciate you stopping by, Jim. Additional Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Please check in Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu X-ray. Sorry for doubling on somebody.
K4ZZ X-ray, Steven. Appreciate you talking about Steven checking in via Echolink. And what's your location, please, Steven?
WG4MC, K4ZZX. We're located at the base of Parris Mountain in Greenville, South Carolina. We'll be negative and negative. Thank you. 73 to you and all on the net. Have a good night.
X-ray WG4MC. Appreciate checking in, Stephen, and again, have a wonderful evening over there in Parris Mountain. All right, let's not leave the matter for the moment. So we'll start with our RF check-ins. Tonight being Thursday night, we start in Quebec through Tango, Q3T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John and Inman, no comment, no traffic.
4MC. Again, Kilo Mike 4, Romeo Golf X-ray. This is Carol in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
K4RHF, Kilo 4, Romeo Hotel Foxtrot. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for hosting the net. And I think this is actually the first time I've caught my Q through D group. On Thursday, when it's the first group, so I try all the time. I usually miss it because I'm usually out on the road coming in this time of night. All right, have a good one, and we'll see y'all later.
K4MC with the Blue Ridge is Team Internet. We'd like to welcome KN4RJN. That's John and Evan. Appreciate you talking by, John. Then we have KM4RGX, that's Carol, checking in from Greenville. Appreciate you talking by, Carol. Then we have Mr. Bob, K4RHF, in Taylor. Appreciate you talking by, Bob. You have a wonderful evening. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q3T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Tango Hotel Victor, KI4THV Danny, portable and traveler's rest, negative negative.
4MC with the Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome Danny in TR, KI4THV. Appreciate talking about Danny. There was a station right before Danny. You were bringing up the repeater, but you were nothing but some white noise. If you're on HT, try to move around a little bit. If you're mobile, try to boost up the power a bit. But anyway, go ahead and try it again. We love you. It's in the log. WG4MC. Control. Does anybody have a relay on that last station? I can't get anything. G4MC, net control. The last station, I'm sorry, you're just covered up in white noise. Maybe you try it again a little bit later and we'll get you in. Looks like we have another EchoLink station up, so EchoLink station is only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. For the Blue Ridge Team Internet, would like to welcome via EchoLink text message KJ4TIQ. That's Philip and Easley. Appreciate you talking about it, Philip, and you have a wonderful evening. Alright, we'll continue with our RF check-ins. We'll slide down to the next alphabetical group this evening, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC.
Please check in and out Kilo November 4, Uniform Romeo Foxtrot, that's KN4URF. My name is Aaron, I'm in Marietta, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative.
In Kilo November 4, Uniform Alpha Echo, KN4UAE, Jim and Pickens. I have no traffic or comments tonight.
From ERA in Marietta, South Carolina, KN4URF. Appreciate you talking about, Aaron. Then we got Jim and Pickens, KN4UA. Appreciate you talking about, Jim. All right, additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Control for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We'll fly down to the next alphabetical group, which will take us Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Evening, Matt. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
And Kilo Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray Quebec, Ken and Pickens, I'll be negative and negative.
4MC, November 4, Delta India Zulu. Joe and Traveler's Rest. Good evening, Matt and the net. I am negative and negative.
See? Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David and Inman. I'll be negative and negative. Hope everyone's doing all right. Matt.
4MC. Whiskey 4, Bravo Foxtrot Alpha. hat north of Traverse Rest, negative and negative, but I will hang around for the rack chute.
WG4MC.
Charlie, Uniport DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
WG4MC. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Welcome, KK4DMW. That's Rick, and he brings on the family, starting with his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Rick, please tell Lorraine and Michelle we said hello. They make their home in Piedmont. Then we have KA2AXQ. That's Ken and Pickens. Appreciate talking by Ken. Then we have N4DIZ. That's Joe up there in Traverse Rest. Appreciate talking by Joe. Then we have KO4AWO. That's David and Inman. Appreciate talking by David. Then we have W4BFA, that's Pat in Northern Traverse Rest. Appreciate stopping by, Pat. Then we have N4DJC, that's Jerry in Anderson. Appreciate stopping by, Jerry. Then we have W4DJW, that's Dave and Greer. Appreciate stopping by, Dave. And oops, and Pat, W4BFA, I'll be back with you in a little bit for some comments, sir, as well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
MC. Kilo Bravo 1, Bravo November Tango, James and Greer, negative and negative.
Keeping that, please check in Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike. Fred in Traverse Rest, Mwai Bila, November 4, India, Echo India, negative, negative, TR, thank you.
Miss Control, before Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's, I hope I'm in the right group, I think I am. Anyway, negative and negative, over.
Welcome. KB1BNT, that's James and Taylor. Appreciate you talking about James. And we also have another James and Anderson. I didn't get your call sign, but if you can come back in a moment with your call sign, I appreciate it. Then we have W4FCM, that's Fred and TR. And he brings along his wife, Isla, N4IEI. Fred, please tell Isla we said hello. Then we have W4FHJ, that's Gene and Taylor. Appreciate you talking about Gene. Mr. James and Anderson, if you can come back to the call sign, I appreciate it. WG4MC.
FHJ. I'm not sure I got that. Were you wanting the verification of my call? It's W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Over.
It is Whiskey 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Appreciate that, sir.
One of them is KD4OTW, James and Anderson. KD4OTW, James and Anderson. KI4LZI Portal.
Welcome, KD4OTW, James and Anderson. Appreciate talking about James. And KI4LZI, Andy, appreciate the relay. Do you want to go ahead and get you in on the log here, sir?
I'll be negative, negative. I mean, KI4LZI portal.
KI4LZI, Andy up there in Table Rock. Appreciate talking about Andy. And again, appreciate the relay, sir. All right, we'll fly down to the next alphabetical group, which will take us Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC. And everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
4MC.
Again.
in, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry up in Hunkered Down, Cameron, North Carolina, negative and negative tonight.
Echo, Echo, Dan, over in northern Simpsonville. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. Just check me in and out tonight, please.
Check in, Kilo, November 4, Lima, Quebec, Oscar, Dan, Apple, Cuba. My name is Brian, UTH, name is Nicola. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you so much.
4MC. Check in, Kilo, Echo 4. Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John up in Paris Mountain. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for hosting the net. Say hello to Wendy for me. 73 to everyone.
4MC with the Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome N4HHC. That's Warren and Taylor. Appreciate stopping by, Warren. Then we have KC4EZN. That's Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate stopping by, Harry. Then we have WB4EE, that's Dan in Simpsonville. Appreciate you stopping by, Dan. And then we have KN4LQO, that's Ryan in Dakota. Appreciate you stopping by, Ryan. Got you checked in and out. And then we got John up there in Paris Mountain, KE4JRK. Appreciate you stopping by, John. Blue Cell Station, Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
That was WB4 Fox Echo Echo Dan in Simpsonville.
Please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4 Kilo Charlie. This Juan in Greenville, no traffic, no comment. 73. Good night.
WA4KC, that's Juan in Greenville. Appreciate South Law 1. And sorry about that, Dan. which calls did I sign wrong? I got WB4FEE. Appreciate South Law, Dan. Can have Juan is leaving. Then there's another station, M3 Mike Z X-ray. If you can come up with your name and location, I appreciate it, please.
This is Gary, November 3. Mike X-ray, Jackson County.
Zed, Mike X-ray. You say you are in Jackson County. If I could get your name, please, sir, WG4MC.
Name here is Gary, Golf Alpha Romeo Yankee.
And it's Jerry again. You have a wonderful evening. Appreciate stopping by the Blue Ridge 2 Internet this evening. We'll fly down to the next alphabetical group, NDSO Lima. I threw it off of the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
MC. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec, Larry. Also, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo, Donna. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
MC. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. Finally got onto the right mic. And I'm up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative, same 73 for each one of you.
For seeing with the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, why it's welcome. KK4JBQ, that's Larry, and he brings on his wife Donna. KC4MFK, and they make their home in Greer. Appreciate stopping by, Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. Then we got James up there on that mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. KK4JSO, appreciate stopping by, James. Additional stations, India through Lima, Arthur L for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. 4MC with the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We'll slide down to the next alphabetical group, which takes us Mike 355, M3P for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt, Edmund. I'll be negative, negative.
WG4MC. K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar,
Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thanks for doing the net, sir.
Welcome, K4OIM, that's Walden Edmund. Appreciate stopping by, Walt. Have a wonderful evening. Then we got Pat in Malden, K4OSH. Appreciate stopping by, Pat. Additional stations, Mike 3 for Pod, M3C for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Pharmacy with Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We've been through that alphabet once already, so let's open up to that big group, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call WG4MC.
4MC. Ken Kilo, November 4, Sierra Mike Kilo, Doug in Tocoa, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative. Can I get a radio check? I've been adjusting an antenna. Can I get a radio check on how I'm sounding? Am I coming in pretty good? I was pretty much static last time I checked.
4MC. Ken. K4VKN, Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo, November, Allen in Piedmont, and we're negative and negative.
Farms here at the Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome KN4SMK, that's Doug in Tocoa, Georgia. Doug, you're doing pretty good there. You just had a little bit of white noise on you, but other than that, doing a good job. Appreciate you stopping by. Then we have Alan in Piedmont, K4VKN. Appreciate you stopping by, Alan. Additional stations for the Blue Ridge Team Internet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control. Form Z, now securing the phone for us in that with our thanks for everyone for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now be in the RAS Q portion with periodically stops for check-ins. First on the stop this evening is Pat up there in Northern Traverse Rest, W4BFA. Please call WG4MC.
4MC, W4BFA. Good evening, Matt, and I don't really have that much to say. I did get three of my new rhubarb plants into the ground today, which is a good thing. But other than that, that's not that much news here. So I'll turn it back over to whoever wants to talk next. W4BFA.
4BFA, WG Pharmacy. Well, I'm glad you got your rhubarb in the ground, and hope you have a plentiful harvest. Appreciate you talking about it this evening. And again, thank you so much. All right, this is WG Pharmacy with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Looking for additional check-ins. Alpha 3-0 is due with our office. If you stop by late, folks, don't worry about it. We love you to check-in. Please call WG4MC or Net Control. G4MC for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Last call for check-ins. Alpha 3-0, Zulu 3-Alpha. We're here to like to stick around and do some rag to you. Please call WG4MC. Final call for check-ins.
MC. KC4SKD, Larry. And also KG4AHS, Rhonda. We're in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. Good evening, everybody.
KC4SKD, that's Larry and Easley, and he brings on his wife, Wanda, KG4AAS. Appreciate stopping by, Larry, and please tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. We probably have another EchoLink station up, so EchoLink station's only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
For you, KC4SKD here. My wife's call is Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra. KG4AHS, KC4SKD, back to Net Control.
SDK, WG4MC, sorry about that with your wife's call sign, but appreciate the correction. I got Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra. Appreciate that stopping by. All right, the EchoLink station is up for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC. If you don't have a transmit capability, just shoot me a text message. We'd love to get you checked in. Steve, W4DJW, WG4MC, ready to call for the net report, sir.
WG4MC, W4DJW, ready to copy.
This number 2020326, routine abbreviated from WG4MC to W4DJW, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net report for March 26, 2020, had a total of 43 check-ins, one piece of traffic, brake, sign it, WG4MC, how copy?
WG4MC, W4DJW, I copy your message number 2020326 for 26th of March 2020 from WG4MC to W4DJW. 33 check-ins and one piece of traffic. W4DJW back to WG4MC.
DJW, WG4MC, correction, it's 43 check-ins, 43 check-ins, sir, WG4MC.
Okay, I thought I might have messed that up. The check-in's corrected to 43. W4DJW back to WG4MC.
To WG4MC, now securing the Blue Ridge Team Internet, with our thanks to everyone for checking in. We'll now return the feeder back to normal and receive 7-3, good night, and good luck. WG4MC clear.
WG4MC, did you get me check-in just a minute ago, Matt? Kilo November 4, Uniform Bravo, I'll be Kevin over here. W4DJW. KN4UBG, yeah, copy.
KN4UBG, W4DJW. Hey, Kevin.
Man, I'm going to check and see if Matt me check in. I tried to check in twice, got walked on both times.
Okay, that's not a problem. I can amend his net report and add you to it.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah, because his wife's call sign, and he's on me again, so he must not hear me yet.
You might be at a location where you don't have good cellular connectivity. You might check the quantity of bars that you have, because we'll get a word and then it'll miss for probably four or five words, and then we'll get another word and then it'll miss four or five more words, and then we'll get another word. So you might have some cellular connectivity issue going on there.
That's it. I got full service. I don't know. Might be something to do with the app on that.
Okay, that was a little bit better. It only dropped out like once or twice that time, so that was a little bit better. It might be the Vox control on there, too. It might be that if you get it too far away, Vox just falls off, and you have to get it closer to get Vox to come back up again.
Oh, Roger. I used to have a problem with this. I mean, you get signed in. Sometimes it won't let me sign in for some reason, and I have to do it like three or four times. I can't log into the repeater.
Well, I have noticed that same thing, and Michelle had the same kind of issue. So I did some research on it with the Echolink server. And one of the things that it doesn't like is, like, when you change from one cell tower to another, it falsely identifies that as spoofing an IP address, because it says so in the log. If you go, I checked it out, and they said it would, so I went and looked at the log, and sure enough, it's in there. It says spurious transmission coming from, and it gives your call sign. And but once that IP address gets in there for the new tower that you're on, then the thing works okay, right? But then when you go and switch towers again, it'll think somebody's trying to spoof your IP address again until the next time you try to log in, which is the same as the time that it thought you were spoofing, and says, okay, I'll let you in. That's some kind of a glitch on the Echolink directory server. W4DJW.
Well, I ain't been using it on, just only been using it on this one. It's been quite some time. Can't always respect, but, although it has that problem once in a while, and sometimes it rejects the server.
Didn't get much of that transmission, Kevin. I don't know if you're copying me, but just got a word or two, and then a blank, and a word or two, and then a blank, and then a word or two, and then a blank is all I got.
Yeah. Well, I hear you fine. I mean, you coming through like you're sitting here in the living room with me. I don't know what it is with this time.
So when you're talking to me, your phone is downloading data, because I'm sending it to the server, and you're downloading it from the server. So when you're talking to me, you're uploading to the server. And usually your bandwidth on download is higher than your bandwidth on upload. So if you're kind of marginal, it might show up in the upload, and it doesn't show up in the download, if that makes sense.
Roger. Well, I'm outside that, as far as, you know, I'm getting in the repair.
So I heard, well, I'm out as far as, and then that's all I heard. And then I heard repeater. That's all I got.
KM4SMK.
Go ahead.
I knew somebody that had problems with EchoLink, and they said what their solution was in their settings, that you can set it to run off relay or some other type of connection, and they had it on the other type, and it kept goofing up. And when they put it on relay, they ended up having it work right. I just thought I'd run that by you. And how am I sounding? I just antenna, and I relocated it.
You are rock solid on there. Yeah, that's right, Kevin. You've got three settings. You can use a public proxy, which there are people out there that host public proxies that are free. So you could switch over to public proxy, and it would go to them, and then it would go to the directory server, and then it would come to our server. So that usually takes a little bit longer, but it might work. And then you can also use relay, or the third one you can use is direct. So you've got like three options you can try out to find out which one's better. But that transmission, I think that's Doug. That was 100. If that's Doug, I didn't catch the call. But that is rock solid into the repeater tonight.
Doug KM4SMK. Yeah, I appreciate it, brother. Yeah, I relocated the antenna. Something was really interfering with it where it was.
So are you on the same transmit power and same antenna? Just how far away did you have to move it? Because you were struggling there before, and you're rock solid now.
So I'm using the ground plane I built, and everything's same, high power, which is 8 watts. But, yeah, so before I had it in the living room, and basically I just moved it to the bedroom. And so, you know, it's just a small apartment, you know, so if you don't count, you know, like the different room, and you just count like actual, you know, distance, it's probably 15, 20 feet, I'd guess.
Well, where it was before, maybe some wall between your wall and that wall, unless it was an outside wall, somebody was hanging a tin pan or something that was reflecting your signal back. Cause, and then when you went to the other room, you don't have that between you, because whatever it was doing a good job of blocking you from getting in.
Yeah, I was getting frustrated with it for a while. I'm like, how in the world is this thing not doing any good? And I just happened to think, well, let me try a different room.
One time when Steve was down here, I was struggling with an HF antenna that was in the attic, and he was thinking about it, and he was thinking about it. He said, well, you know, your roof is covered with shingles, and nails hold the shingles on, and nails hold the plywood to the 2x4s or 2x6s or whatever, the rafters, whatever those are, what size those are. And he said, that's a lot of nails. He said, you're trying to get through all of those nails to get your signal out, and it's getting bounced all over the place trying to get through all those nails getting your signal in. Sure enough, he was right. When I took it to the outside of the house, it's like somebody turned on the light switch. Everything just lit up.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And I know a lot of these people have that. It's like a foil-like deflection stuff. Like, I know one person said they have that in their walls. Like, they had an outside wall that they had extended their house out by another room or two, but that they kept that same wall. They just, you know, basically put sheetrock and stuff over it, you know, but they kept that, like, full barrier in there, and their cell phones don't even work good when they're in that room.
Well, that's like a Faraday cage. Yeah, that's why I think some people put antennas by the window, just in case you've got that stuff in between. I don't think fiberglass or wood would hurt it any, but a whole bunch of nails or some kind of reflective, you know, some conductive, reflective material would definitely hurt it. Kevin, are you hearing us any better now?
Yeah, both y'all full throttle on this end. I mean, I'm standing here in the yard with me.
Okay, I didn't get all of that. I don't know. Did you get all that, Doug?
I get a word or two, and then it rushes. Like, Hey, Kevin, like, have you heard, like, where you're playing, like, a YouTube video and then, like, your internet lags and then it'll, like, do, like, a whole bunch of words really, really fast, like, freaking just 3-4 words, like, in a split second, then it'll go back to normal speed? That's what it's doing. It's like the internet's lagging up or something on you.
Roger. Just hang around for a second. Let me back out of here and restart.
W4DJW, standing by.
And that WR8RW, I never hear him on here anymore. KN4SMK for ID.
Who was that you were asking about?
WR8RW, I never hear him on here anymore.
You'll catch him on the that net that is, what do they call that? The one for emergencies. You'll hear him on that repeater quite a bit. He had to reevaluate his priorities, and he wanted to provide quality to each one of his commitments, so he had to readjust. And this is one of the things that wasn't one that remained on the list. That's why you don't hear him here that much anymore.
Yeah, I know you used to do the Thursday questions, you know, on third Thursday, and, you know, the Friday technology, and, you know, all those things. I just noticed it just kind of like dropped off the end of earth there, and I was like, dang, I hope nothing happened to him, because, you know, you never know. You know, you just stop hearing somebody, you don't know if something happened or not. And I said, well, I'll ask next time I think about it.
Well, that's true. Yeah, he was good at that stuff, but he does have other commitments. I think he's working on the airy stuff and the weather, you know, the bad weather spotters and all that stuff. He's working with them. I see Kevin's back in. Let's see if that helped any.
Okay, is that right there working any better nowadays?
You might want to go with a little bit longer transmission, but that one came through rock solid. But check out a longer transmission and see if it works.
Okay. The only thing I done was backed out of the app and had to restart it 3 different times, but it's like the app has not let me into the, it's not let me, get into the actual computer part itself. It's kicking me back out several times and I have to restart.
Well, whatever it was, you fixed it, because that was 100%. 100%. Every word you spoke, we got.
Well, I don't know what it is, man. I mean, I had full service in the house. I got full service out here. So, I mean, I don't know. Sometimes the app does that, and sometimes it don't. I don't know. I had problems out of it about 4 days ago doing the same thing. It wouldn't let me get into the actual whatever you called it. The server, it wouldn't let me get into the server. It kept kicking me back out. It done me that way about 6-7 times. Then I had to clear it out and restart again. So what would you think that'd be the sign of? I mean, would that be the sign that maybe the app needs to be updated, or would that be something I need to kick the app out and re-download it? Or?
So one could be causing the other, right? It could be that when you change cell towers, if you're using it while you're on the road, then you're switching cell towers all the time. And when you switch cell towers, there's an opportunity to get assigned a new IP address, and that's gonna mix up the directory server, and it's not gonna let you in until it sees the same IP address more than once. And it could be that when your app gets that back, it does what's called a stack trace, and that takes up a lot of memory. And if you do 3 or 4 of those stack traces, then it could mess up the app to where you need to just get out of it and kill it all together and start over clean, because those stack traces get really, really long sometimes, and that takes up a lot of memory on the phone. And if they don't clean up after that, if the developer didn't put some steps in there to go release that memory that was used to create the stack dump, then it just gets worse and worse and worse until you restart it. So yeah, that's a sign that there's a flaw. For now, probably most people that
never an issue, unless they just get on Echo Link and stay on it when they're in the car for a long period of time and use it a lot. And you probably don't find that many people that do that. And that's probably why he hasn't got enough, whoever wrote that app, hasn't had enough feedback to be able to figure out what's going on there and address it.
Roger that. Well, how do you go into an app and do feedback? That way, we might need to start putting something in there. That way, they can fix it.
That's all up to the developer that wrote the application. I think it was probably the same guy that wrote Echo Link, because I remember it was years and years ago that he wrote those, and he got people asking him for something other. He started off with Apple, and then he wrote another one. And then I think he got so much feedback, he said, okay, that's it. I'm not writing anymore. What's out there is out there, and we're done. Because he probably got thousands of emails all the time, and he got to the point where he had enough, and he said, what you got is what you get, because it's all free. It was all his time, 100% of his time, for a long, long time, and he probably just burned out on it.
Would you? Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, that's, you know, I've had problems with it several times. I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's a different version of Echo Link out there that you can get that might be better, I mean, than the free version. I mean, I don't know. I've never really Googled all of them to see. You know, I don't know if all the Echo Link note things it pulls up is all the same or not. I know there's some of them in there that you have to pay for.
Well, I wasn't aware of the ones that you have to pay for, but SVX Link makes a thing called Qtel that runs on Linux. I don't know what kind of phone it is that you've got, but if it has like a underlying Linux operating system, that might be an option. But you really, he has a version that will install by itself. I never was able to get that one working. I was able to get it working once I downloaded everything I needed to download and then rebuilt the program, recompiled it. Then I got it working good, but I never was able to get the one that was pre-compiled to work. But you might experiment. You might play around. If there's more of them out there, there might be somebody that got tired of it the way that it was and built a quality one. Go ahead.
Yeah, one thing I thought about that, you know, is just food for thought, I guess. When you open Echo Link fresh, you know, it says relay verified or found or whatever that pops up at the bottom. And if you back out of it and go back in, it does it again. So does it always find the exact same relay? Or is it possibly what he was connected to just wasn't hacking it, and he went out and found one that wasn't hacking it, and then eventually it found one that, hey, this one's a solid connection. Came for us on Cape Rodney.
That is a really good observation, because I've noticed that same thing. I've used proxies before, and there's a big long list. There's a page you can go to, like echolink.org/proxy, and it shows you all of the public proxies, and you see a lot of them are all used up, and some people are hosting like a dozen of them on a single server, and if all those dozen are busy, then they're probably, that server's probably close to its maximum capability, so you probably got on one, because every proxy has to have a unique IP address for the internet. Every Echo Link client has to have its own IP. You can't use the same server twice. So they create virtual instances of servers running on the same server. And if it gets really busy, your quality of service is going to go down. So then if you jump out and jump back in, and then somebody else grabs that one that's bad, and then that forces you to grab a different one that's not on a busy server, you probably get a lot better quality of service.
Roger. Yeah, I didn't think of it that way. So this thing basically runs just like a PS4 or Xbox 360. Just like when you have, like the PS4, you have 12 people playing in one lobby. So it's basically running off the same style servers that the PS4 is running off of, right?
You just stepped out of my wheelhouse. I've never had either one of those. How about you, Doug?
Well, to use those, I hadn't really played on the game systems like that a whole lot. But, yeah, basically it's like you do a multiplayer game, and your internet connection, you know, you all connect into the same server and then you play the same board, you know, where you see each other and you interact in the game. But if you go out of it and then you try to start a new game, it'll search for another server that needs players, and one that's less populated doesn't have as much lag on the timing.
So this right here basically operates about the same way that right there does. So if you sign into one server and it don't work that good, and if you back out, you'll sign into another server. I didn't really think of it that way. I didn't, you know, I thought there's only one server out there per thing. But I guess it'd be the same thing as the PlayStation Network.
The servers like that on one computer, you got to think that one dedicated memory, that one processor is all trying to crunch all that together.
Yeah, Roger. I didn't think of it in that term, but yeah. I mean, that could have been very well what was happening to me a while ago, and then it could have been like Dave said, it could have picked up another IP address or stacked them up one, and it was trying to go through all that to sift through to see which one I was in. But yeah, I mean, as far as using it outside of, you know, our area, I mean, the only place I've used it is at the beach. But yeah, I mean, moving from Fountain End to Greenville, I probably bounced towers a couple times. So it could have been that too. But probably what I'll do sometime tonight or tomorrow morning is kick this app out and re-download it. Because I hadn't been having problems out of it like that until I started, I used it on the road when they took my truck away from me. And I think I used it like three times out there on the road. It was over around GSP and up about Spartanburg. So, yeah, it probably did jump a bunch of towers. So I might need to kick it out and re-download it. KN4UVG.
Well, another thing, Kevin, that you might want to think about is that relay was set up, the relay and the proxy was set up for when you're at somebody else's house, or you're at the hotel, or you're at Starbucks, or you're at some place that has free Wi-Fi, and you're on their Wi-Fi. And being on their Wi-Fi, you can't do the port forwarding, right? Because Echolink needs port forwarding set up to work. So those proxies were set up to do that for you. But if you're out and about on your phone and you have cellular connectivity to the internet, you don't need those proxies. You can turn all that stuff off and you'll go direct into the server. And that might be a lot faster. The only time I ever use those proxies is if I'm connected to something that I don't have control over port forwarding. And then a proxy will take over and handle all that port forwarding for you. Otherwise, try to use direct, and that should work a lot better. Because if you use direct, you're coming off of your IP address, not the one that the proxy has representing you, if that makes any sense. W4DJW.
Roger. Yeah, that makes plenty of sense. That makes a lot of sense. But right now, I mean, I'm running off the Verizon LTE network, the 4G LTE. I hadn't been connected to my internet or nothing because I got my Wi-Fi cut off in the house. So, I mean, would that a proxy thing, would that be in the Echolink app, or is that something on your phone you have to cut off?
That's in the Echolink app. The Echolink app lets you choose from a list of proxies. You can either find somebody who has a dedicated proxy that you can use, or you can just use public proxies, either one. Like, for example, when we set the repeater up on the mountain, we're going to use a proxy to get to the directory server, and that proxy is running down here on a Raspberry Pi, and that's dedicated, so I don't have to use the list of proxy servers. And it's a little bit slower, but it gives you more consistency than trying to go through the Verizon network. Because the Verizon network did work, but it chewed up a lot of bandwidth. But the proxy setting for Echolink is inside the Echolink app. It should be inside the Echolink. I'm not sure which one you've got. I know what it is on iPhone, but I'm not sure what it is on, like, Galaxy or something else like that. You just have to hunt around and find it where you can turn them on and off.
Well, I got the iPhone 7 Plus. That's what I got. I've had that thing for quite some time, or not the phone, but I've had iPhone for quite some time. I gave up the Androids and all that stuff because I didn't like them. Now, the company phone I have, that's an Android, but, you know, I don't use it for nothing but work. But right now, it's at the shop being tested out because it kept dying on me. It would cut itself off, turn itself on. It would ask you about finding something for you and all kinds of stuff. I'm like, this thing's going crazy. So I took it back apart for them to fix it for me.
Okay, well, if you're not on the cellular network and you are on your Wi-Fi has access to the Internet and is providing that to you through your phone, then you need to set up port forwarding on your router to the IP address of your phone. I did that with my tablet. My tablet didn't have cellular connectivity at all. It did have Wi-Fi. So it connects to the house Wi-Fi, and that Wi-Fi has a router that goes to the Internet. You go into the router, and you set up port forwarding for Echolink. And Echolink has like three ports that you forward, two UDP ports and one TCP port. And the router usually has the ability to say, okay, what IP address do you want this to go to when you're doing port forwarding? And you take those ports and your IP address on your phone, and you try to get a static IP address on your phone so it doesn't change. But most of the time it's going to be dynamic, so when it quits working, you have to go in the router and change it again. But that would solve your Wi-Fi connectivity issue, because then you'd be going direct all the time.
Okay, I appreciate it, man, and I'll let you get back to whatever you were doing, and I got a few things I'm fixing to take care of and get ready for in the morning. I got a meeting in the morning at the shop. Not just me, every technician and every mechanic. We got a telephone number we all have to call tomorrow. There's probably going to be 50 some people on there tomorrow and having a conference call about this COVID-19 or whatever it is, and seeing how it's going to affect us and all that good stuff.
Okay, well, I'll let you go. Anyway, good talking to you. You are sounding a lot better since you did whatever it was that you did. You're in there 100% now. But anyway, good luck with that meeting tomorrow. We're having those same kind of meetings. I think everybody's having those meetings. Anyway, catch you later. KN4UBG, W4DJW. KN4SMK, you still in there?
Yeah, I'm right here. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I was working on a different way for net controllers to be able to post their net report via their cell phone instead of having to use DTMF phones. That didn't fly very good, so I'm going to get back to that, building a little web server with a little entry page. They put their name, their call, and everything, and then they just punch a button, and it does everything with one button push. I'm going to get back to that, trying to find a way to automate this stuff so I don't have to be here every night to take net reports.
I hear that, yeah. Maybe you can get something nailed down that'll work pretty good. And I don't know if Kevin's still listening or not. I guess he might have done took off. But I know there's actually quite a few Wi-Fi connections that I've connected to. And Echolink just worked. Like, I didn't have to port forward or anything. Like, there's about, I guess, four or five different places I've been. And I just, you know, connect to the free Wi-Fi and bam, it just worked. And I thought that was pretty cool. And it does it at two different friends' house that I've been to.
I do remember him putting something in the code for the iPhone, anyway, that allowed it to do that. It's something like a reverse proxy, or I don't think it's a VPN, but I think it uses some of the functionality that a VPN would use to do that, to build a direct connection to the directory server. I don't fully understand how that works. I was looking over it one time, but it wasn't what I needed, so I didn't stay on it long. But I remember him putting something in there for that when he was struggling with a whole bunch of people having problems.
Right, yeah. I'm on Android, and it's doing it with Android. It's not 100% consistent, I guess. I mean, if other people have problems, but so far, 9 times out of 10, it's worked for me, so that's pretty cool.
Well, my cell phone does that too. I've got two internet service providers at the house, and when I use the one that Echolink is on, On the iPhone, it won't work. It doesn't go out. If I use it on the tablet, it doesn't go out either because those ports are forwarded and they're going over to Echolink. They're not coming to any device that I have in the house. But if I connect them to the other Wi-Fi that Echolink is not on, the other internet service provider, the Wi-Fi that's on that internet service provider, the iPhone does do that, but the tablet won't. The tablet, you got to port forward to it or it refuses to work at all. The phone works, so I don't know. But my tablet's one of the first tablets that ever came out when iPads were first created. I still got my very original from like 12 or 15 years ago, and it's still working. So, and there's no need to swap it for another one. It does everything I need it to do, but it will not use whatever that function was that he added that allows it to do that. I know what you're talking about. I never really dug deep into what he's doing there.